WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After failing to pass a Senate comprehensive foreign aid and U.S. border funding package, the impact is being felt by border agents. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says thousands of detained migrants could now be released.
It's described as a multi-million dollar shortfall that could result in a drop-off in deportations and thousands of migrants released from detention. The Homeland Security Department blames Congress for failing to pass a bipartisan border agreement that would have infused the agency with billions. Republican opponents said the measures in the package didn't go far enough to earn their support.
House Speaker Mike Johnson also defending the House vote to impeach Homeland Secretary Mayorkas over his handling of the border. The big chill is on after yesterday's snowstorm in the Northeast, along with digging out icy roads are the concern today. And happening now in Kansas City, fans are out celebrating the Chiefs with the parade honoring the team's Super Bowl win against the 49ers. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Baraboo man has been arrested for his sixth OWI after being pulled over for possible involvement in a hit and run. On Monday night, authorities in Juneau County were looking for a vehicle possibly wanted for a hit and run in Adams County. A trooper saw the car near the Sauk-Juneau County line and stopped it in Wisconsin Dells near Wisconsin 31 and County Highway H. 71-year-old Doran Goodbear was arrested for several offenses, including OWI, failure to install an ignition interlock device, and operating on a revoked license. The hit-and-run crash continues to be investigated by the Adams County Sheriff's Office. Three firefighters with the Beaver Dam Fire Department were injured in an airboat crash on Beaver Dam Lake Monday night. The crash happened just after 7:40 p.m. in the area of Grape Island on the lake. Officials say the crash happened on the island during training operations, but add that the cause of the crash is still under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day. But Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 8. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches. And the snow could be heavy at times. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 38.
99.7
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. The forecast says we'll see some sunshine today. Warmer temperatures, but tonight some winter weather could be rolling in for us. Life in a Northern Town. Dream Academy on Max FM.
Salvation Army band played, and the children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze, with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
FM.
Behind. music. Max FM.
FM Sports.
Baseball is here with Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting to the team's spring training headquarters today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Without top-end hurlers Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff, Brewers have some openings in their starting rotation.
We're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burnes and Woodruff, and it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you. The other team at the end of the series has got to feel you, and you know that feeling. And when you've competed with that freedom and you've competed with that here and now, that you're in the now, it's scary what you can accomplish.
New manager Pat Murphy, courtesy of MLB.com. College basketball, fourth-ranked Marquette held off Butler 78-72 in Big East action, winning their eighth in a row. 21st-ranked Wisconsin ended a four-game losing streak last night. They knocked off Ohio State 62-54 at the Kohl Center. And the Milwaukee Admirals ran their franchise record win streak to 15 games last night, knocking off Chicago 5-2. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Bye.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More of your favorites coming up this hour. John Cicada and Bon Jovi are on the way. You keep me hanging on. Kim Wilde, Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Shop local and save big over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Lots of great businesses with a lot of great savings waiting for you at MaxFMBigDeals.com. John Cicada on Max FM.
yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best. Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little good in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Jimmy Eat World in the middle. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, where we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries every weekday morning in the 7 o'clock hour. If you know of somebody that's celebrating, or if you yourself are celebrating, you can always get those to us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number, 355-997.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. Three and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And Downtown Portage will be hosting their winter fest event. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th. There'll be a number of downtown sales at local businesses, plus prizes and activities for the whole family. Go to PortageWI.com for all the details for that event.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online. Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day. But Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 8. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches. And the snow could be heavy at times. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
99.7
is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
And more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Oh,
We're making our way through another 50-minute music hour. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. On this date, 19 years ago in 2005, YouTube was launched from San Bruno, California. It was created by three former PayPal employees. Google bought YouTube in November of 2006 for a little over $1.5 billion. And the rest, as they say, is history. Mr. Roboto and Styx on Max FM.
I've got a secret to throw away this mask.
Secret, secret, I've
99.7. Somebody must have kicked you around.